says, if a person discovers one morning that their spouse is no longer interested in being observant. So what does one do now? Can that happen? Sure, that can happen. On different levels. Generally, we have to pause. The first thing that happens when something that radical happens is you have to tell yourself, it didn't happen overnight. So I'm missing something. I don't understand something. For that question specifically, as many others, the root of what's happening is usually emotional and not intellectual. And so we have to understand the person. A person can say, intellectually, I've decided I don't buy it. Fine. I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but more often than not, the root of the problem is emotional. The root is not intellectual. And so my first recommendation would be to explore what's been going on the last few months, years. Where did this come from? It didn't just happen in a vacuum. People don't just wake up one morning and say, I want to make such a change in my life. Chazal tell us that when it comes to observance, pressure is counterproductive. It has to stem from within. And on the contrary, when you try to pressure, then you get nowhere. I think that it depends on a few factors, meaning after we've said that really we have to explore what's been going on in the marriage and what's been going on in the person's life and where the person's coming from, which is all true and has to happen as well. There's another point, which is why I'm very happy that you brought up this question. I've sat with students who insisted they were ready to start dating. And I've sat with them and the girl who insisted they're ready to get married. And sometimes that girl comes from an Orthodox home. She's from birth. And if they keep me in the picture, so then there's a question that I ask our students. And I say, let's take religion out of the room for a minute. I have a question for you as a human being, not as a religious Jew, as a human being. Are you prepared to obligate yourself to making this marriage work and living up to the understandings with which you're beginning this marriage? Meaning, she comes from a home, from birth. There's no fluctuation, there's no thought in her mind in normal circumstances. She doesn't even consider leading an unorthodox lifestyle. It's just like she wakes up in the morning and she you know, just like you get dressed and you do everything else. You lead a religious lifestyle. She doesn't know anything else. So to her, it's not a question. It's a given. Are you prepared as a human being, even if you'll decide you're an agnostic, an atheist, whatever you decide, whatever happens down the road, are you prepared to obligate yourself to living up to the lifestyle she expects of you as a human being? And if a person is not prepared or isn't stable enough to do that, then I say you need more time. Because I can't put all my confidence in a person's excitement over Judaism. We all know that there are those days when we wake up, or those Shabbosos where you wake up and you want to turn on your cell phone. If you're invested in the stock market, you want to know what the stock market's doing Friday afternoon. If you're like everyone else, you have Facebook or SMS, you want to know who's texting you. You want to know what's going on Facebook. You want to know what's going on in the Olympics. You have those Shabbosos. You wake up and Shabbos isn't exactly what you feel like doing. The Sunday cartoons are more enticing, or the Saturday cartoons, or whatever it is. So I can't count on a person's excitement over Judaism alone. I have to ask a person as a moral person, can I count on him? Can she count on him? Can he count on himself to live up to the ideals that are the basis of their understanding for getting married? And that's where I come back to this wife and I have a question. If there was an understanding between the two of them as to the lifestyle they would lead, so then with putting religion aside, I think there's a certain responsibility of a person to live up to those understanding, irrespective of how connected they feel. And I know couples that are that way, where in those cases, the husband doesn't believe in it. He's respectful, though, and so they can make it work. But again, I think that in circumstances like you're describing, you have to search from where it's coming from. And then I think that what people have to radiate is unconditional love, and then work their way how they're going to make this work. But I think it is workable, and they should make it work. Fair enough? But obviously, we aspire not to get there. Yeah.